Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The city of Homer is in the running for one of the best small towns in the United States for the art scene, and they need your help to become number one. According to USA Today, Homer is set to have a variety of art and entertainments within the area. When it comes to keeping a busy schedule, they say the calendar remains full of vibrant events throughout the year to showcase local, national, and international artists. Homer Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Brad Anderson says that this is a big opportunity for Homer to make their mark.
We feel we have a really strong opportunity, strong presence in that, and it's a growing industry for us. So to get that kind of national recognition helps reinforce that.
As of Friday, Homer has found themselves in third place, with Tubac, Arizona in second and Lucas, Kansas in first. The final date to vote is Sunday, February 18th. Homer isn't just popular in USA Today, but on another infamous website as well.
TripAdvisor identified Homer as number 7 in the country for trending destinations around the country. So, and we're very, very happy to see that. And that's based off of people's reservation intentions and inquiries.
Anderson says that Homer is the only city in the entire state of Alaska that has made either list. He, among other residents of Homer, express excitement for making it onto the list.
It's a pretty magical little community. It's going through some growing pains, and right now as we try to kind of deal with all of it, but it is a pretty fun little community, that's for sure.
For individuals that are interested in voting for the city of Homer, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. According to a new lawsuit, a whistling sound was heard on the previous Boeing MAX 9 flight before the door had blown out. For this story, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
A whistling sound was heard on a previous flight of the Boeing 737 MAX 9 whose door plug blew out during an Alaska Airlines flight last month. An attorney representing passengers in a lawsuit said in new court documents. Mark Lindquist is representing 22 passengers of Alaska Airlines Flight 1282, which made a harrowing emergency landing in Portland last month after a door plug blew out of the Boeing fuselage just minutes after takeoff. The plane landed safely and there were no serious injuries among the 171 passengers and 6 crew members. Lindquist filed a lawsuit against Boeing and Alaska Airlines on behalf of 4 passengers in Washington State's King County Superior Court last month, accusing the companies of negligence. On Wednesday, he filed an amended complaint that adds 18 additional passenger plaintiffs and includes the new allegations concerning the previous flight. According to the complaint, passengers on the earlier flight heard the sound coming from the vicinity of the door plug. They brought it to the attention of flight attendants, who then reportedly informed a pilot, according to the complaint. After the pilot checked cockpit instruments and found readings to be normal, no further action was taken, the complainant says. In a phone interview with the Associated Press, Lindquist said he became aware of the new claims after a couple of people contacted his law firm. He did not specify who they were and declined to confirm whether they were passengers or crew members of the previous flight. He said he did not speak with them directly, but learned of their whistling sound allegations through this legal team. He also declined to specify when the previous flight occurred. When reached by the AP, Boeing declined to comment, and Alaska Airlines said it does not comment on pending litigation. A preliminary report by the National Transportation Safety Board released Tuesday found that 4 bolts intended to help secure the door plug to the frame of the MAX 9 were missing before the plug flew off during last month's flight. Without the bolts, nothing prevented the plug from sliding upward and detaching from stop pads that secured it to the frame. Door plugs are panels that are inserted when emergency exit doors would be located on the MAX 9s with more than 200 seats. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.